coming down out of the Sierras into what the old-timers still called Whiskey Flat, I felt myself transfigured, like I was leaving behind an old life and an old self, never to see either again. It wasn't the first time I'd felt that way, but this time was different. Behind the usual optimism and sense of possibility, there lurked a melancholy. How many times could I transform, I wondered, before there was nothing even I could recognize. Just upriver from town, I bathed in the Kern and washed out the clothes Levi had given me upon leaving San Francisco. The surrounding country was beautiful. Ranchers had used the river's water to create a lush mesa that fed them and their cattle. Lovely as it was in that valley, I had not come to that part of the world to be a rancher. And after a few days, I assembled my things and departed for the hell that lay below us. Life in the desert was the most difficult I'd ever known. The savagery of the swings in temperature made it seem as if the land itself was committed to our extinction, and our attempts to pull gold out of it amounted to a daily war. The aptly named mountain that loomed above us seemed like a devilish sentry to our endeavors, ready at a moment to squash us all on a whim. But there was something else to the harshness of the place, a kind of purity. There was no ambiguity there. It was live or die, succeed or fail. I rose to its challenge, and I succeeded admirably at my find until selling out to Moores that he might add it to Yellow Aster.